All right. Hello. Hi, everybody. Are we live? Let me see here. I'm refreshing. I know I'm taking a bit of a risk being down here in the garden, but I thought it was extremely pleasant. Is it really choppy? Let me know how the quality is. Because there is birds singing, crops growing. Hang on, check this out. You want to see something really pretty? That's my garden, as you can see. And over here is my son's sandbox and all those apple trees over there. And it's just very pleasant here. And I think, given the recent, the Holocaust. Yeah, today is called The Holocaust is Upon Us. It's going to be a funny one, I believe. Hi, Big Bear, blinded by the light. Test connection for chat. Coffee, sounds good. Pretty choppy, but great view. Well, if it's, hopefully it's good enough for Wizard Slayer. Good quality garden, gorgeous, awesome. God bless the Bears. Yes. No choppy anymore. Good. I hope Wizard Slayer is okay. What a pretty property. Yeah. You guys want to see some stuff real quick? I'll show you some life, guys. I'll show you some life in this time of bizarro world. Okay. Here is soil making. Let's see how to make soil. Here's another level of soil making. I'll show you my greenhouse. This is the future. These are Generation Z. This is the future generations right here. You got all these stuff. A lot of beans, a lot of carbs. Complex carbs, guys. Complex carbs. No big deal. It's all about the complex carbs. All my alpacas are coming down to see what's going on. That's Red Pill Rooster. Hi, Red Pill Rooster. He's one of the only chickens that's allowed out right now. Because he does his own thing. The rest of the chickens are in the chicken house. Because yesterday they were trying to pick at... See, this is the silky house. A certain type of chicken. We have roses to grow up for logos and beauty. And then we have all these peas. Our peas are going to grow up. Hang on, guys. A black is stalking me. Oh, God. They're trying to take my bike again. It's happening again. Onyx, stay away from my bike. Oh, want to see Tubi the mystical goat? I now believe Tubi was a bit of a test. I showed mercy to Tubi. Now Tubi is crushing and... Oh, here comes the baby boomer ducks. Here's Tubi the magical goat. Hi, Tubi. Tubi showed up on my property randomly. Tubi has a weird horn growing out of her side there. Tubi now has this whole field, which some may have said were crazy, to give a goat that gives us no meat or milk. Such a nice little environment, but there's something about Tubi. You know, my son named her Tubi, which turns out to mean God is good, which he had no idea that meant. And I don't know. I think I now realize I think it may have been a bit of a test because showing mercy for Tubi, I think, was a good omen. There we have two baby boomer ducks. There they are. They're like, what's going on with the market? What's going on with my 401k? I'm just trying to wang off. What's going on with my 401k? All right, let's go check out some bunnies. Hi, guys. Look at these guys. Hi, guys. Yeah, you better run. Hey, Duran. Duran's depressed about the markets. He's like, I put all my quid on the market. I thought the queen was going to take care of me. Turns out the queen is a fucking cunt. You guys want to see some bunnies? Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody, by the way. Let's give the bunnies some food. Yeah. Hi, bunnies. You see the bunnies? There you go, guys. There you go, just nibble on that. I'll be right back. Not for you, Onyx. A black alpaca is talking to me. We will not make it through the winter. Get out of here, Onyx. Look at Onyx. Onyx is eyeballing my bike. But doesn't it look like a gang of bike thieves? But watch this. Get away from my bike, Onyx. Okay, so this is what we're going to do for the peas. The peas are going to be in these reused buckets. You guys see the buckets? We have peas all across the garden. And they will grow up on the fence. See the peas? Can everybody see the peas? Here comes Red Pill Rooster. Let's say hi to the bunnies. Hi, Easter bunnies. The kids love the Easter bunnies. People would say, well, I mean, how are your kids supposed to be entertained without pornography and violence? See that park bench? They sit there and they watch the bunnies. All right, guys. And then the goats are way over there. The goat area is way over there because they got a little stinky when they were near the house. But they like it way better on that hill. We have a big window in our house where every day when we wake up, we can see our other hill just beautifully, and we see what the goats are up to. And it's hilarious. They're always doing something very funny. All right, guys, so anyway, back to ground zero. By the way, I have some terrible news to announce. I've been diagnosed with COVID-20 because of 6G. Everybody's worried about COVID-19 and 5G. Guys, I wish that was what I was diagnosed with. I wish. Are they meat bunnies? No, they're joy bunnies. They're just very pleasant. A neighbor gave them to us. And we just kept them and then built them a giant house. We have plenty of food. I mean, we have 40 laying chickens, 50 meat chickens, 15 goats, 2B, the goat that doesn't provide anything except for mystical wisdom, apparently. And then all the alpacas for manure and wool. We also have a freshwater stream, but I've been plugging up holes all week. You know, get fire extinguishers, guys. Even though I have been diagnosed with COVID-20 from 6G, I mean, it's such a psyop that people are worried about 5G and COVID-19. It's really 6G COVID-20. You guys just don't know yet because you don't know the right blogs. Very nice tour of animals. Yeah. State of emergency, Ontario. Grocery stores closed, but liquor stores remain open. Well, there you go. If only anyone had say that, like earlier. BB, advice for bare lip currently renting an apartment in North Carolina. Is this a good time to buy land and buy a house via a bank loan? No bank loans. You're fine. Start a garden in your apartment. You don't own anything anyway. This whole manor that I'm showing you, I don't own it. The government does. I have to pay thousands of dollars a year in tax on it or else they take it back, including everything I've done to it. You can't take it with you, guys. Renting is fine. Just get out of honeycomb cities or you might literally die. They will magically cure this one when we go COVID-669. Oh, and I keep seeing flatten the curve in regards to the coronavirus. I think it means they found out the earth is... I don't care. I'm patient zero for COVID-20. It is the Holocaust. All right, let's laugh a little bit. Let me show you some stuff. Did you guys enjoy my stupid little tour? I'm patient zero for COVID-20. We will not survive the winter. You guys will be fine. The economic hit won't last, and there is no biological threat. But, massive wake-up call. I'm sorry to hear, BB. Unfortunately, I was diagnosed with COVID 6 million. Well, let's talk about it. COVID-66 is going to... This is very freeing, by the way. This is a very freeing experience. You just can't be too empathetic with human suffering. You have to be like a good father and know it's good for him. The new Quantum of Conscience is excellent, by the way. He's a Christian, he just doesn't know it, which is hysterical, because he's more Christian than most of the religious Christians, because he thinks you have to, like, get on your knees and beg God and all. Like, he's speaking Christian. He's, like, really into Jesus' life and how it's the biggest truth drop in history, but he won't see that he already is Christian. It's literally hilarious. But because he still has that dogmatic response to, like, God being a jealous God, and what kind of God would make Abraham kill his son Isaac and all this. And I even commented on it about what it means, because it follows what he's saying completely. It's saying, don't root yourself in the material world. Do not love this world. Like, Matt from Quantum gets it really well. And he's like, well, what God would command you to kill your own son? The message, and I know some people think it's foreshadowing to Lamb of God. I believe, and I have a right to believe this, is the lesson is the only way to save your son is to follow God. So when God told Abraham, sacrifice your son for me, and Abraham, because the story isn't about not loving your son. The only reason the story makes any sense is because family men, everybody here with kids knows that that's the thing you're most attached to in the world is your family. You know, God doesn't say get rid of your boat for a reason. Hang on. And the moral of the story, hang on, is this still going? Did this blink out? Hang on. Do I have to move my fucker? Stupid coronavirus. Are we still rolling? I'm gonna go back up to my porch. This is too blinky. You guys there? Yeah. Hello. Mom, can I really not say the number? All right. Are you guys still there? Are we still live? You good, BB? All right, I'm going to go up to my... Where should I sit? Should I just sit by the bunnies? No, I'm going to sit on my stupid porch. All right. So anyway, what I believe the point of Abraham and Isaac is very simple. And it's not because God's a jerk. And it's not because God doesn't want you to have your son. I'll tell you in one second. All right. All right, guys. Oh, no. The blacks have seen my bike. Oh, God. I'm going to get so many emails about that bike. The blacks are going to taunt me. All right. The Shores Division. The angel of the Lord stopped him, right. Okay, right now, people are cucking because they don't have NBA. Right? The world used to be way more brutal. Way more. You know, Matt understands the not-nilk very well, which is the Satan archetype. Clinton backwards, not-nilk. It's pretty funny. Evil will scare you with your family because they know you love your family in this world more than anything. If you break from God, even for your family, you will lose your family. The moral of Abraham and Isaac is not that God wants you to sacrifice your children. The moral of the story is if you stay with God, you don't have to sacrifice your children. And that God is a jealous God is not really, it's like saying I'm a jealous husband because I won't share Amy. No. It's basically saying, pray to me only, not the Oscars. It's all right there. It's completely, it's a lesson to always do what God tells you to do. Right, and the lesson isn't It's the lesson is the only way to save Isaac is to do what God commands you over your fears. I experienced it almost verbatim with the Child Protective Services. You know, if I feared man more than God, I probably would have spiraled and it would have looked a lot worse for old Big Bear. The whole point is hold your ground, and that's how Isaac lives. Because evil will manipulate you with your family, with your stuff, with anything here. And the only way to get past that is to say, "You can't. I will see them in heaven. I will see them in paradise." And then, God, want to know what that does? It makes it so they don't do that because it doesn't work. They only do what works. Right now, America is so broken and atheistic that a huge amount of people are cucking because they don't get groceries today. Back in the day, to force people to cuck, they would try and kill their family. You know what I'm saying? Jealousy is a human emotion not attributable to God. Right. When God is saying, "Have no God before me, I'm a jealous God," all that stuff, it's a weird translation. It's saying he wants your commitment. It's literally like saying Amy's jealous because she doesn't want me to be with other women. That's all right. All right, let's laugh a little bit here. I just thought that I would explain that because Matt from Quantum is literally preaching the gospel. It's hysterical when you see that people don't realize what they are. They're like, "Listen, I'm no Christian. I'm not getting on my knees and, you know, begging Jesus and all that." He's like, "But the biggest truth drops I've ever read are in the gospel." And I'm just like, yes. Hold your ground, CBS is propaganda. Are they not going to take your kids, it's not even close. It was all an illusion. They were very apologetic, and now we're buddies. And now they say if we need anything to call them. Jealousy is about protection. Envy is different. I disagree with you, Cottington Bear. Jealous, like jealous guy, jealousy. Maybe the root of jealousy isn't the same, but you have to understand the letter J didn't exist when all of that was written. So you know that the word jealous wasn't what was originally used. All right, anyway, the Holocaust is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. The Holocaust is upon us. Oh, by the way, I filmed this yesterday coming out of Tractor Supply. Dude, people were getting kind of wacky on the street. I think this is someone being funny to get money. Hang on. You see that? Pretty funny. He's wearing a lab coat. And he had a Corona box on his head. I just thought it was odd. It was pretty funny, but also like, that's weird. I never see that. Jealousy just means you want to keep what's already yours. Yeah, but jealousy implies weakness. Like, are you jealous? Oh my God, I can't even. No, it's commitment. It's like, if you cheat on me, we're done. Which isn't like, the word jealous has been graveled. But God can be a jealous God because he is holy. I'm not talking about it anymore. Do you think I want to argue with you people about the definition of words? Who do you think knows more about the definition of words? I don't know. Wizardry, the implication of words, the meaning of words, the literal meaning versus the accepted meaning, the perceived meaning. I don't know. What's my expertise? But I mean, feel free to just keep clarifying. Jesus. It's like gay means happy. It doesn't matter, but you go, "Oh, that guy's gay." Jealous has a meaning to us that is not what that means. I don't give a shit about what your pastor said. He's probably beating off to pornos right now, and you know it. All right. Let's continue. This is really funny. I laughed. I love him to death. I pictured Vox as Kermit the Frog in this. When you're on your second, day two of your self-quarantine, but on your eighth bottle of wine. Just Kermit's so happy. Someone said, "I want the Bears to go out and show there's no virus fear." That'll only do the opposite. I've thought about this a lot, actually. That actually just scares people. It's kind of like when I would be real aggressive with the Jews, even though I was right. It's like my aggression wasn't helping anybody or anything. It would give some people release because I was saying the things they knew to be true that they literally would possibly go to jail for. But it would make Jews shut down and be like, oh, that guy hates us, which isn't true. And it's the same with this virus thing. Like, to go out and show the way to show that you're not afraid is literally just operate normally. Just be kind. Just engage in conversation when people want to talk to you. Don't, like, healthcare professional here, it's a cold. Yeah, and the grabbling is reached peak gravel, where it's like this one press conference with Trump and these the media was all staged. It was, I think one of the reasons I'm helpful in guiding people through these times, it's all a stage show. This one media guy was like, Mr. President, across the board, health professionals are wondering how to not pass this deadly virus to their families. Do you have any advice? Will they get the equipment they desperately need? I'm like, do you think we don't know doctors and nurses? I don't know a single doctor or nurse who has that fear, and no one does. And so what it is, it's people that don't have a grip on reality and have accepted this bizarre media reality as their own. And then to see Trump be like, he was pretty funny about it. I still like Trump. I just think he's part of the stage show, obviously, but I think he's a pretty funny dude. He's a good comedian in this weird movie we're watching. He's comedic relief for a bizarre movie. But no doctor is thinking that. Like, A, that's not how doctors or nurses think. And B, that they were trying to sell a narrative where it's like, hey, everyone, across the board. That's why, because this is all part of the spell when people are like, someone would have whistleblown NASA if they thought this. I guarantee back then, tons of engineers were like, I don't think this is real. But if you're not in control of the means of giving the narrative, that's why people like me were so heavily censored. Because I would just say the truth. And the narrative people can't have one leak. There's no rest for the wicked. If there's one leak, that's why God bless Rush Limbaugh right now. Because he has a massive audience and he's like, saying that it's ridiculous. Everyone knows it's ridiculous that isn't brain dead. You know why they're doing it? I have no idea. It could be to hide an economic collapse. It could be in a fierce trade war with China. It could be to have a psyop to move the consciousness to be okay with social distancing. You know, they're trying to drop new words like grassy knoll and ground zero. But my fiance is receptionist at surgical office, not word. Dude, no one is. To the point where they're like, they're mocking it relentlessly. My wife is a nurse. They all think it's stupid and overblown. Right, but the media, you have to understand, the media is selling it like, Mr. President, it was like the worst, it was like one of the worst actor performances I've ever seen. If she gets sick, she gets 10, I don't know what that means. Yeah, sodium sniffles with corona was just another way to get people to panic over hearing a cough. Yeah, exactly. They timed it perfectly. And no one knows anything. Two of my smartest friends, one friend is this legendary, like, guy who understands currency, and he's extremely religious, and he's been right about a ton of stuff. And then Jim Bob, who's brilliant and right about a ton of stuff. And they're both texting me at the same time. One saying Amazon is definitely going to fail, and the other was saying Amazon is going to become the only place to get goods. And I just started laughing because, you know, one argument for Amazon, because you're seeing like Amazon stock is okay, I guess, and their sales are skyrocketing, and they're saying that they're going to increase all this stuff and all this, and people are like, oh, this is Agenda 21, it's the honeycomb, it's only going to be. And then my other buddy brings up a very valid point where he's like, no one relies on supply chains like Amazon. Like, Amazon has massive infrastructure. They require like hundreds of thousands of suppliers, supply chains to work flawlessly. And it requires a global dispersal mechanism. Like, that could fail real bad. And he thinks that right now they're desperately trying to make Mexico the manufacturing hub over China. And they're in a very bad position. So I'm texting with two of my smartest friends. And they think the exact opposite about the same thing. And that's why I think the reality of this situation is nobody knows. And we're going to see a lot of different grabbles. But the reality is there's a lot of good. Me and Amy were talking about this yesterday, about the Holocaust. Is we are seeing the opposite of what you think. Like, lockdown is freeing. This is the first time in years, guys. Hey, Alex, stay away from the tree. Hang on a second. I got to throw something at her. Onyx. Onyx. Stay away from my tree. Stay away from my bike, Onyx. That we've seen children playing in the street. Yeah, I thought India was China's replacement. I have no idea, guys. I just said I have no idea. But it would make way more sense as far as transport to make Mexico. India is really far, and there's a lot of problems with sewage. Oh, and if you're having a hard time communicating with your family and friends, it's very important that you admit you don't know, because you don't. And I think a lot of conflict these days is coming from people being like, dude, it's to push the vaccine, or it's like, it's to collapse the dollar. But you don't know. You don't. Trump says there's nobody blame except for the source. Bill Gates owed the patent. One thing I do know is there is no coronavirus. Of all the things I don't know, guys, you can take this to the bank. There's no coronavirus. Does that mean there's going to be not going to be mass death? Oh no, there could be. I have no idea. I can't see the future. You can't patent viruses. It's one of the biggest grabbles ever. It's a Hollywood movie script. Get away from my tree, Duran. Sorry, my alpacas are being dicks. Hang on a second. I'm running them off. Hang on a second. Get out of here. Get away from my peach tree. I see you, Onyx. I see you, too. All right. Let's see what we got here. The four horse alpacas of the apocalypse. All right. Look up Event 201, John Hopkins, and Bill Gates. Oh, I have. It's probably nonsense. Dude, it's a mass wizard spell. This is literally what I do for a living. Thousands of people support me every day so that I can deliver the information on wizard spells. There is no rocket to space. But I mean, then how... If we didn't go to the moon, then the rocket probably went to Mars. There's no fucking rocket! There's no virus! It's like trying to explain to a little kid like this. Okay, you see my thumb? All right, watch this. See my thumb? See how it looks like it's connected? And I go like this. It's like everybody's debating. Like, okay, so he has magic. It magically comes back together. His thumb is Velcro. Oh my God, it's a fake thumb. Dude, it's two thumbs! No, but see, now you want us to believe it's two thumbs, which means it's even more, listening to a, dude, there's no virus. But I mean, you've seen what happened in Italy and in Switzerland. It's like, what, lockdowns? Do you think lockdowns is proof of a virus? That's like saying a bunch of firefighters spraying a house is proof of a fire when you can see there's no fire or smoke. It's like, yeah, but there was 1,000 firefighters. It's like, but there's no fire. It's like, but the firefighters are there. It's like, well, we can all collectively prove that no one knows anyone who's died of it in the world, which is, and dude, I know people that were a part of almost every disaster just from my hub in this little world. My wife works at Johns Hopkins and didn't know about it. Dude, it's nothing. This is what I do for a living. This is when you should listen to me. But I mean, listen, Big Bear, you were right about like fucking 1,000 things in the last 2 years. And you were wrong about, nothing. But this time, when it really matters, I'm going to go out on a limb, check my message boards, and cut off my own dick. Okay. BB, your thumb. What kind of wizardry is this? Exactly. But it is actually worse than people think, because it is the Holocaust. All right, so check this out. Oh, you want to see something else I was right about? You want? Look at this. Oh my God, the Chicago Aquarium closed due to coronavirus, so they let the penguins run around and check out the other exhibits. Guys, remember when I was just talking about how there's something up with penguins? Oh, Big Bear, you're so stupid. You're such a stupid bear. Oh my God, this guy's a stupid bear. Dude, what logical sense does it make to close a zoo because you're scared of a virus and then let the penguins run around it and videotape it and put it in front of everyone to see as they're supposed to be actually sick? Well, a few weeks ago, I did a lot of analysis on what the fuck is a penguin? Why is it called an emperor penguin? Why do they live in Antarctica? Why are they black and white? What the hell do penguins have to do with everything all the time? Something's up with penguins. And so now we see that in the heart of Demonland, Chicago, they close a zoo just so the quote unquote penguins can run wild. And people are like, Big Bear, you stupid son of a bitch. That's what everyone does in a fearful pandemic. They close everything so that the damn penguins can ease everyone's fear. Are you fucking ridiculously... You were wrong about how gay crowd actually is? Yeah, but that's completely understandable. I didn't know. I was slowly learning. I learned things. Right now, I don't know things I will know in the future. But when I make hard stances, tell me one time I was like, I figured something out and went backwards. Not one, you can't name one time. Dude, Masonic penguins, they fucking close a zoo just to let penguins run wild as a symbolic gesture of I don't know what it is. I still don't know. But I called that. I called that bizarre fact. Maybe they're turning the elites into penguins. Oh, God. I don't know. But I'm telling you, something's up with penguins. And I was like, yeah, something's up with penguins. It's like, oh, this stupid retard Owen. And then it's like, oh, wow, he was even right about the penguins. That's fucking weird. And then I'm like, yeah, and there's no virus. They're like, God damn you, there is. I've just spent my entire life and all my money on toilet paper because you're so dumb. And then later it'll be like, yeah, toilet paper has mercury in it and you just gave your anus AIDS. And they're like, I should have listened to the Big Bear again. Next time. Are you sure that's not Rogan in a costume? Hilarious. By the way, I'm not mad right now. I'm yelling. Shit, did I miss much? Hi, Mountain Bear. Mountain Bear, you have a lot of fucking work to do right now. You have so many cartoons you have to be making. Do you know how much crushing that has been done lately? And by the way, if people right now are like, oh, he's yelling, he's spiraling. If I wasn't yelling, I would be spiraling. If you come to a live stream and I'm like, hi, another beautiful day here. As I sip my coffee, and that's when you should be like, Owen just had a mental breakdown. This is how I speak. They don't dress formal in Hawaii. Right now, I don't know things I'll know in the future, even when BB not trying. Exactly. Like, I currently think things that I'm wrong about. My point is, like, when I'm really going at a topic and I'm like, guys, this is bullshit, that's my gift in life. And if I'm wrong, I will tell you I'm wrong. But sometimes it takes a long time to figure out a spell. There is no... Dude, the only evidence to the virus is the response and grainy footage out of a communist country given to you by a controlled media or internet. Just say it out loud. It's like, yeah, but then why would they be dousing their citizens? Because they're magicians! It's like, why is he wearing a big top hat? That has nothing to do with making the rabbit disappear. It's just a top hat. Ugh. Why do magicians wear tuxedos like penguins? Why do elites dress like goddamn penguins? Why do they close the zoo and let the penguins run around it? Why do the richest people in the world attempt to look exactly like a emperor penguin? Why aren't we allowed to go to Antarctica? These are the questions that are actually important. It's not like, oh my God, is Trump going to get Tom Hanks to admit he diddled a child? You want to stop pedophilia? Be a good parent. Starve the beast. Don't have your kids be, don't try and get them into a Spielberg movie. How's that? Don't have them get babysat by creepy Uncle Gary, who fucking used to be in a mental institution. That's how you stop pedophilia, guys. You don't need to shut down everything to catch Tom Hanks diddling something. BB, your streams mean so much to a lot of us right now. Thank you. Anytime. This is why I'm here. BB, your gift has been on point. Yes. Oh, and by the way, for those of you that didn't join the stream last night, remember when my Vegas show, it was so sad when it got canceled and everybody was like, oh, shit, they're trying to keep down the bear. It got canceled the week that the Vegas would have been locked down. That was God winking. That's the way things go, guys. It's much bigger than all of us. Much, much bigger. I told a story last night that I'll tell again, even though it's probably isn't going to sound, it's going to sound weird that I'm yelling. But yesterday I was looking at this guy, very thankful that there's no more chemtrails where I live, ever, by the way. This is my sky. You guys want to see something? And you got to be thankful when this shit happens or else you become a little bitch. Look at this. Zero. And it's been like that now for a while, okay? So, this is how you do a quick am I an asshole test. If you're like, but I mean, they're probably just doing extra duper chemtrails, invisible chemtrails. So, I was looking at the sky, feeling very grateful because there's no more chemtrails. And I was saying a prayer and I said, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful sky. And then I started saying, please give me strength, give me wisdom, and something along the lines of show me a sign for what to do. And right then, a giant bald eagle just happened to fly right by. Literally the moment I said it, it was like, and there's a giant eagle, to the point where I laughed out loud. I have no idea what the sign is, but I think it was more a sign of just like I'm here. Happy thanks, but happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, I was going to talk about St. Patrick's Day, but I talk about what the people want to talk about. I'm not going to force you guys. It's like, we must stay normal. Even though everybody right now is thinking about all one thing, I'm just going to tell you the story of St. Patrick and how he was once a slave. And it's like, fuck you. Pretending like these times are normal is ironically not normal. At what point in my life and my history, would I not address something bizarre happening? All right. I get that with shooting stars. Nice. None today in mid-Michigan, but they're up. Chemtrails alive and well in Tampa. I was just being thankful. Right now, Tampa may not have some of the madness that we have. You know, I live an hour from Seattle, so this is allegedly ground zero for the worst pandemic in history. My theory is it's just a way to mask an economic collapse. I don't know. I have no idea. I think it's out of control, though. I think it's definitely out of our best friends. The Israelis might know a little something about it. No one seems to be talking about what's going on over there, and everything shutting down seems to be owned by Zionists. It's almost like to own a sports team or a giant corporation, you have to have dual citizenship with a country. Hang on. I got to put on my thinking cap. And so for them to do a run on our system over here, all at the same time in unison, while nobody seems to be locking down Israel. Well, see, this is the funny thing. If they want to make us the new Palestinians, good fucking luck. Because we're not, it's a much different vibe in America. And the fact that their little spell isn't working is fascinating. All right, there's obviously an elephant in the room. Yes, and it's funny as shit. You guys want to keep talking about the Holocaust? All right. It's a good one from Don of America. Welcome to the Holocaust, coronavirus, a.k.a. virus of the crown. In 50 years, there will be a movie made called Swindler's List. And this is a shot of the 6 million rolls of toilet paper going to their death. As you can see, the toilet paper is unwrapped, which is an artistic choice to show the nakedness of the children, just like that creepy Spielberg movie. It's an artistic choice to show the nudity and the frailty of the toilet paper rolls. Swindler's List, coming to a theater in 50 years when people actually think that this was all real. Or not. They don't own the future. Martin Kenny's right on the money when he talks about these giant acts. I think Quantum of Conscience talked about this too. Where to take, they have to give. Every time they do a big take like this, this is a grabble, guys. This is not to try and round up Hillary at the Delta terminal. It's to, they have to show to take. You're seeing it, right? Like 9/11, it's like these two worlds are going simultaneously, like the up and the down, the negative and the positive, right? God and Satan. They have to show it when they take. Like 9/11 woke up a lot of people to the illusion of this world, that this material realm you should not root yourself in. You know, do not love this world. Be in the world, but not of it. Fact. And so now that they're doing this, it's revealing another layer as they're taking. And it's fascinating because it's truly like, it's almost like how they described matter and antimatter. Although that's all nonsense, metaphorically, it's very applicable to spells. Where it's like for every atom of matter, there's an atom of antimatter. And that's obviously not true, but in spell metaphor, it is. So when they take, they have to reveal. And when they call it lockdown, just like every other bizarre element of this upside down existence we're living in 2020 America, it's actually freedom. It's lockdown because people can't go to indoctrinations. Their kids can't go to indoctrination centers and they can't work their slave jobs. So what am I seeing around me? Literally, I'm seeing for the first time in fucking years, kids playing in the street. I swear to God. When I grew up, kids would always be playing in the street. And you never see that anymore. It is just death everywhere. And so now that we're in lockdown, I've seen children in the street. I saw children at the store with their families. That's what freedom actually looks like. I just don't like grabbers. I see the grabbles and it makes me yell. But the reality of boots on the ground is it's beautiful to see. Even though people are stressed out, we got the corona, oh no, Swindler's List, 6 million toilet paper. But the reality is they're with their kids. The kids are playing catch in the street. I get, for the first time, and these kids look healthy. Caucasian, if I might add. Not that that really matters in the end of the day, but to a Caucasian, it's good to see my own. Young, healthy Caucasians in my area, it just gives me this feeling of like, there's a future. Mind-blown genius, BB. It's a fact, dude. When they say freedom, they mean slavery. When they say slavery, they mean freedom. When they say lockdown, they mean family. I swear to God, it all feels very unreal. It feels unreal, but it's more real than the reality we were living 1 week ago. My street is full of kids on bikes. Exactly. You guys seen it, right? And maybe toilet paper is bad for your ass. Maybe we should all get a bidet system. There's something obviously bad about toilet paper. Oh, how dare you? Oh, shit. You gotta wipe shit. Guys, the fact that the toilet paper, I can read scripts. I can read spells. The fact that the toilet paper is part of this elaborate script is a sign that there's something bad about toilet paper. I don't know what yet. I have no idea. But something about toilet paper is not good for your ass. Oh, so Owen's saying don't wipe your ass? Maybe. I don't know. I just think that there's something about it. Until further notice, I think you should be wiping your ass. But the fact this entire Halakoff seems to revolve around toilet paper. Black and white kids on bikes. Yeah. I use wet wipes. I don't want to... Dude, guys, you guys know that shit disgusts me on a deep level. Please, please, don't talk to me about how you shit. It will disgust me. Eric Dubay. Eric Bidet. Pretty funny, Ursa Delta. All right, I have a bidet and we'll never go back. All right, I literally am about to vomit if you guys keep talking about it. But anyway, here's this image from Swindler's List in 2050. 6 million toilet paper rolls. Because this is eroding the trust in government and media even more. But we need them or else we can't have... No, you don't. By the way, Unauthorized.tv servers are up. We haven't been able to upload everything from the past yet, but they're faster, they're cheaper, they're more efficient. Everything about it's crushing. New special, our editor has to do the color correction and Anchor Bear has to do music, but it's locked. Obviously, there's going to be some delays in that because of what's happening. But subscribe to unauthorized.tv. It's crushing, and the internet is going to become even more censored on grabbled sites that have taken out loans because they're owned by the bank. We just want to help fund the small businesses. We're going to help fund everyone who fell apart. Don't take their fucking loans. Loans means power. Anyway, also, Social Galactic is starting groups. Oh, Big Bear, that doesn't mean anything. I'm just going to wipe my ass more. No, it means something because I suggest you join Unauthorized and get invited to Social Galactic because you can set up a group in your local area and then post things there like a missing goat, like Tubi the goat, or does anyone need help chopping firewood in exchange for food? Those type of things. If it goes viral, it's most likely wizardry. Yes, or true. But they've suppressed the true virals. Like, I've gone viral many times, and they deleted all of it. Because truth goes viral, and so does wizardry. Forced viral is wizardry. Like, you know, I've had videos get 2.5 million hits. I mean, like, the amount of hits CNN could never get. And they deleted them because they said I was full of hate. Oh, and my buddy, whose gym got closed in L.A. during this time, he's doing speakeasy training. Where he's going to be doing tricep, like he's going to be meeting in random locations with his lions and crushing. It's going to end up better for him. Because part of training, one of the reasons he's such a good trainer, is part of training is teaching people how to adapt and overcome. It's how you make your body stronger. It's how you make your mind stronger. Like it's like, oh, we can't work out in our like multi-million dollar, like wet wiped Hollywood gym. Fine, meet me in a fucking barn. That is what will make that's what makes legends. It's what reveals legends, and I'm so proud and happy for him because this is his next level of crushing is about to start happening. It's like meet me here. You don't need the physical material structures if you have value. That was revealed to me in this last few years of struggle is people would follow me anywhere because I'm that fucking funny. So it's like the people that require all this, like Joe Rogan and his anus, like all these comedians, they require so much infrastructure and debt and noise and magic spells to get their giant crowds that they're fucked. All right. Nice. That man now no longer needs to run a gym. Right. It's crazy. And that's when you see who your real lions are, too. You know, because he trains some of the biggest celebrities and athletes in the world. And some of them are lions. That's why I'm not just anti-celebrity. Like, there's a few people, I don't tell other people's stories, but there's a few people that I know have courage that are very, very, very famous. And they've been, and they push themselves to be the best they can at their craft. A lot of athletes, a lot of bike thieves, like they push, you know, and some of these men are like, they're weaker than the average man, by the way, the celebrity, but there are some that do rise to the occasion. And, yeah, I got my galactic invite. I'm basic feed the bear member unauthorized. Awesome. Count me in your 300. Yeah. I'm counting all of you in. Anybody that isn't in on this crew, like where we go. Yeah, that where we go one, we go all. That's bad when it's a gulag. It's great when it's a bear community. Like, we're together now. Like, we are a unit. And you know I will not put you in harm's way. You know I won't lead you astray. And if I'm wrong, I believed it. And I won't ask you to do violent shit or self-destructive shit or pray to an owl or some shit. I won't ask you to give me your wives or... I don't know what other cult shit is, or like how to dress. I just love the loyalty, man, because it's good for all of us. Like, we have to be there for each other in these times. Chris Pratt, no. People you would never guess have But see, that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't matter who they are. Don't ever idol worship. They're weaker on average than the people you hang out with. Bear the storm. I love it, Soapy Bear. That's a great motto. Bear the storm. The average celebrity is orders of magnitude weaker on every level than you and everyone you hang out with. Fact. And if you don't see that by now, I don't care. But there are some that rise. There are. Just being a celebrity doesn't make you evil. It's just a really tough road. All right. Oh. By the way, I already have 6G and I have COVID-20. Not a big deal, guys. It actually, I've become more sexually potent. 6G and COVID-20 has actually done wonders in the bedroom, which, you know, which has been a problem because, you know, my wife is extremely pregnant and not really into my wonders in the bedroom. So I'm just going to have to go back to COVID-18 and my 4G because 6G and COVID-20, I don't know how else to put it. Cover your ears, children. It makes you hard as a diamond. Are you ready to have his cross right now? Twinkle, twinkle. Spanx is evil. I don't fucking know why you're talking about that. But check this out. Finally, a legend emerges from the CEO community of Golden Corral. To our loyal customers, we're not going to bullshit you about our safety precautions because, frankly, we don't have any. Our customers fear nothing, not even death. If they did, they wouldn't be eating at the fucking Golden Corral. Hell, have you ever seen our chocolate fountain? We literally just let little kids stick their filthy, dirty, covered arms into that sucker. Haven't cleaned it since 1982. We hope you will continue to visit us and tempt fate for many years to come. Ted Balls, President and CEO of Golden Corral. All right, that's insanely funny. I have COVID 6 million. It's done nothing but increase my sexual potency. All right, what's this one? This is a great meme. When you live in a bad neighborhood, but you know everyone, and it's just a goat walking through alligators. It's so true. It's so true. Bloomer your planet, guys. Hi, I turned it down just in time. Good, Faber. But hearing this is my advice to parents. If you're playing the stream and I'm trying to not swear, and every now and then a swear word comes out, just tell your kids, listen, buddy, that guy says words you shouldn't say. Why does he say that? Because he's a real aggressive guy. And some people say words. Saying words is the least of your problems, having your kids hear bad words. The message is very good. And it's not bad words, it's weak words. Tell your kids, for all you kids listening right now, some of these words I say are weak. They're weak words. They're from my upbringing, from a very aggressive and beaten down town. Where how we talk, it's a way of speaking that relates to people with very aggressive and tough lives. Don't repeat the words because people will think you're also part of that group. And that group is known for drinking and peeing on furniture. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make me bad. It has nothing to do with morality. It has to do with social class. So if your mom or dad is listening to this and you hear me say a word and they tell you don't say that word, don't say the word. It's not because I'm bad and people who don't swear are good. It's because it simply is weak and reflective of a lower social class. And me and your parents want you to have as many opportunities as you can in life. And so when you say what I've deemed weak words, people will view you as lower than them, even though you're not. I'm not lower than them, but it's just, this is a reality. So if I try to not say weak words because I want your mommy and daddy to be able to listen to the streams when you're all hanging out. But the reality, my kids hear me swear all the time. It's not a big deal. They know not to. Right. You just have to explain why. Kids do mimic what they hear and see, but when it's in doses and you understand, it's like, that's a bear man in the woods. He's kind of a savage, but we really like him. It's like, oh, okay. You just described my neighborhood. Yeah, it's been one of the hardest things for me to kick. I've kicked pornography. And by the way, it's like, oh, don't say pornography. Your kids will be exposed to pornography by the time they're like 8. Like, just, they need to know now that it's bad, it's a weapon, and to not watch it. I don't want this to be the reality, but it's the reality. So they're going to be exposed. Well, I mean, maybe not. God willing, this thing takes down the whole fucking beast and they'll never be exposed. But it's better to wear shoes than to pave the world, as they say. Weak words is an excellent way to identify that language. Yeah, weak words. It's not a moral issue. Evil and wicked and bad is when you say words that you don't mean to get people to do things that they otherwise wouldn't want to do. It's using trust to push your agenda and your selfish, wicked little plans. Swearing while you're speaking what you believe to be truth is not evil or wicked at all. It's just reflective of a lower social class, which I am in. And I won't apologize for it. I just want kids to have as many opportunities in life as possible. And when you sit down to meet with someone to possibly get a job and you're like, dude, I fucking love this place. You don't need to lie. Just, you don't need to also be super aggressive. You know, you just, because it scares Jews, frankly. My internet in the house, it's all about not getting emotional. It's all, dude, if little kids know that porn is bad, they don't have to ever fall for it. Think about how easy it is to access cigarettes, booze, heroin, just all this. Okay, it's growing up, you can just learn to not smoke cigarettes. Because it's all about not being told it's bad. One of the reasons that my generation and the boomers and Generation X have had pornography problems, and the zoomers, is because no one told us how bad it was. They were like, oh, express yourself. Oh, the naked body is great. Oh. You know what I'm saying? It's like I wasn't told it was bad. Like, ever. I mean, my parents didn't say it was good. It wasn't really articulated to me what it was. And so now that there's enough people that can say, like, this is a weapon to cuck you and make you a slave. It is. Speaking of, the great E. Michael Jones recently said that. Stop watching pornography. They use porn to make you a docile subject and a slave to your passions. Right. Like, you have to learn to not do opium in the opium wars. You have to learn to not drink alcohol when you're sad. Like, you can't get rid of porn. What you can do is teach people that it's a weapon. And when they beat off like little gremlins, it's shameful. Pastors won't tell you it's a weapon because they watch it themselves. Exactly. You can always tell what someone's really doing, what they won't condemn. When they're like, oh, it's like pedos that are just like, oh, I mean, it's, you know, everyone has a different thing. And who's to say? It's like, pedo! It's the same with pornos. And people are like, oh, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. Oh. It is. It's legitimately one of the worst vices you can possibly have is watching pornos. It changes the way you see the world. It changes the way you see women. It weakens you. It puts propaganda in your mind like 50 years in advance about like breaking, like race mixing, family, incest, group sex, anal sex, homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, every single thing that they push in the future. Oh, what's wrong with race mixing? I have a black wife. Dude, shut up. I can already hear the name, 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 name. The intention was to break homogenous communities so that no one could say, hey, we all think that it's the common cold. That's the point. The whole point is to make it so people don't have this like common identity where it's like, hey, we all are pretty the same around here and we think it's all the cold. And they go, oh, the more diverse. The more people are like, it's so easy for propagandists to say, well, I mean, the black vote and the Hispanic vote and the gay vote and the female vote. And don't think about the boomer vote. Dude, we're fucking in this together. Nobody thinks it's the common cold. It's going to kill us. Anyway. So then we tweeted on like my 8th Twitter account. Follow it at @Owen_comedy. Logos content creators should use this as an opportunity to double their output to compete with the evil that pushed on everyone. Reminder, fear leads to a desire to escape. Do not fear. We are commanded so. That's one of the reasons I've been doing like 3-4 hours of streaming a day. People need an alternative. People without entertainment can fall right now. And I am trying my best to contribute to society in this way where it's like, all right, you don't have all this shit that was just making you feel normal because all these scripts, you know, now they're pumping pornos into your room. What are you going to do? Well, this is better. The Holocaust is upon us. I'm yelling. I know I'm yelling a lot. This is what they're this makes me laugh so hard. When you're on day two of your self-quarantine by your eighth bottle of wine. Someone said race mixing is okay if the culture. I don't care. This is something you guys got to understand about me. I don't care. The point I'm trying to make is the purpose, the agenda. Why did they want race mixing? Who is they? The controllers, the elites, the trillionaire banking class. I don't give a shit about your black wife or your white wife or your Hispanic. I can relate. My wife is part mestizo. I'm so sick of that shit. Who cares? No one cares about you or your life. I mean, I care about you, but not that element. The reason I'm explaining that, I don't care. The overall agenda is to make it so people don't have an ethnic identity so that in these times, no one can just say, yeah, we don't think this is real. That's literally the point. It's like, yeah, but no one cares. We're looking macro here, guys. All right, time to read a little mail. The Holocaust is upon us. By the way, the CDC has issued a warning. If you step on a crack, you are likely to break your mama's back, assuming she's over the age of 70. So no more walking on sidewalks. Again, I will repeat, the CDC has issued a warning to all pedestrians. That's why pedestrianism has now been made illegal. By the way, do you think ever again, people will argue, yeah, tons of sheep will, but I can't call people sheep. Come on, Big Bear, you're better than that. No more guns, gun control. Anybody? I mean, not only is no one going to be kicking in your door, guys, they won't be able to respond to like an actual murder. That's why now is a big testing time. Will you still follow God's law when there's no police? The opposite is true. If you think, BB, I'm working at home, kids are in the kitchen, helping mom laughing and create the reality you want to thrive in. Awesome. Love it. And I'm trying to not swear. So the Cherokee, a people or a region? Exactly. Yeah. Let me play Mountain's thing again. Then I'll read these couple letters. Where is the great the mountain bar? Where's the man you call the mountain? Where's the man you call the mountain? Where is the mountain bar? Okay, this is why. Okay, this is called Down Syndrome President. It speaks for itself. But in these times, it's perfect.
But I'm supposed to be good to the people that vote for me. I want to do a good job. Well, you can go out and play in the fields if you just sign into this law, you know, because the veterans don't need that much help. They're the toughest people. The veterans don't need help. They are strong. Yeah, they're the heroes. So they don't need any medical help. But if I'm representing the people, why would I sabotage their life? I saw a veteran who was sad and needed help. This guy is too, he gets it. I don't want to play in the field if it means taking the ability for a veteran to get the medical treatment from the things he was exposed to in the Middle East.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand why our monetary system is privatized by a bunch of people who live in Brussels and Switzerland. I get them out of here. But why would our money be printed in? So if there's nothing backing the money, I don't want cocaine or child sex. I just want to play in the field. Oh boy, we have a situation. Isn't Germany supposed to be filled with German people? Yeah. But see, what happened is the birth rate is too up. But isn't the birth rate low because you guys told them that not to have children because of environmental reasons? Yeah, but that was a different group, and there was a different time. And see, what happened is now the birth rate's too low, so we have to bring in people. But these people that you bring in seem very angry. Well, that's because of these wars that were fought, and they're you know, it's the type of people that are very they desperately need jobs, and there's no women though, so it's just men, and they're very angry. Why did you bomb their country to begin with? Well, first you have to understand 9/11. 9/11, steel frame doesn't melt like that. Why don't these men have family? If it's about birthright, why is it just men? That seems like a horrible environment for sexual abuse in the future. Well, we'll see. Do you want to play in the field? I want to play in the field, but not until I understand why Germany is becoming not German. The retard's onto us. It's time for operation assassination in the open field. Okay. I'm going to go. But if a nation is its people, a country is its geographic region. How can a nation be a melting pot when there's... Well, you see, it's a melting pot. The nation is all people. So what is the Cherokee Nation? Well, the Cherokee Nation are people that are descended from the Cherokee tribe. So it isn't a geographical region? No, the Cherokee Nation is a people. So the American Nation is also a people? No, it's a region. So the Cherokee Nation is a... So if you're... Where is the region? It's nowhere. It's wherever the people are because it's the blood of the Cherokee that make it a nation. So Cherokee Nation is a people, but American Nation is a geographic region. I just want to play in the field. Let's send him out into the field. Can we get him out in the field? Okay. It's time to take out Corky. Corky knows too much.
Do you guys, that was all original art by Mountain Bear. By the way, get his t-shirts. Mountain Bear, will you put your link up? Guys, in these times, you want your wives to feel calm. Like, support each other's businesses. Men like us don't care. Mountain Bear doesn't care. I don't care. Papa J Bear doesn't care. Guiding Bear doesn't care. We all have purposes. Men desire respect. Women need to feel safe. So, I know that a lot of men like us are like easy to say, don't give me your money. I'll burn your fucking money. I'm a crusher. But you want your wife to feel safe. Even if you know Coronu's retarded and she wants you to clean the countertop again, just do it. So support each other. Support each other's businesses. Support each other's endeavors. This is how you get around the grabber. Pride in our purpose alone is one of our undoings that the grabber knows. I don't know if I can. Need to make more anyway. I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about Mountain Bear's videos. Would you like to see the first Mountain Bear cartoon? Do you guys understand how many emails I don't answer or even open? I can't believe I answered this and opened this email. It was just from a random guy who wanted to be verified as Mountain Bear. And he made this video randomly. Dude, watch this. This is what started it all. It's called The Jew and the Chinaman. This was Mountain Bear's first video that he just emailed me out of nowhere. He's like, man, I love your streams. I'm out of Ireland. I made this. It was like I'd go on these rants that are comedic, and he just started putting them to South Park animation. He's done like 100. It's like some of the funniest stuff that's come out of this stream since I've started it. Dude, it's so many synchronicities. Right now, I've done 1 hour and 9 minutes. 109. Hilarious. Time for Jew and the Chinaman. It's actually insane. What are you talking about, Mom Bear? Check your Gmail, BB, what the eagle means. I will after. Love you, Mountain Bear. Yeah, Mountain Bear. We need Mountain Bear to keep doing comedy. Here we go. This is the first thing Mountain Bear ever made. Now he does his own cartoons. There we go. It's called The Jew and the Chinaman.
So I paid you to clean my slacks, and I love that the mustard is still in my slacks.
Why you love mustard in your slacks?
Kind of sounds like my therapist. I just love paying my hard-earned money to have somebody not take the mustard out of my slacks.
Why you waste money? That make no sense. You crazy.
Well, tell that to my therapist.
Get out of here. No pants for you.
I mean, I guess this is business. This is a good business plan to not take out the mustard out of my slacks.
That bad business plan. Why would anyone pay to not take mustard out of slacks?
Well, looks like we got a ray of sunshine over here.
I know ray of sunshine. I own dry cleaner. What is wrong with you?
I'm so happy that when I was born, someone took part of my dick off and sold it to Sandra Bullock's face.
You sick man. Why you let someone cut your dick? Sandra Bullock is a man.
Hey, looks like we got the National Enquirer over here.
I know National Enquirer. My name Ming. I work at dry cleaner.
Wow, this is great.
Oh, you know funny. I tell you what funny is. Funny is when men get hit in testicle.
I love getting hit in the testicle.
You know funny. Want to know who funny? Fat girl fall down stair with big hat.
Guys, that was the beginning of the Great Mountain Bear. Hilarious. All right, now we're about to watch. Someone requested this mountain bear. It's the anti-Semitic bus driver. And guys, this stuff is only going to get funnier the more time goes on. Because we were right about everything. All right, watch this.
You can go now.
Okay, let's go.
What did you tell the German people and the Stalins and everything?
Okay, well,
yeah, right now, what did you tell them?
I'm worried about you and everybody else.
Oh, he's a nutcase.
But we don't
tell the truth about the Jews.
There it is!
And the two banks!
Finally!
And the two wars!
Go, girl! You're crushing right now!
We shouldn't tell the truth about the Jew banks.
That's
and the
right!
Two wars!
Grab our wars!
I'm a white. Poverty stricken.
They're coming.
You're crushing.
From Poland and everything.
Based.
You Jews need to be a checkup.
That's Poland. Right. They need to be checked
the
up.
Poor Jews.
Jews. Jews.
Dude, we're starting this from the beginning.
What did you tell the German people and the Stalins and everything?
Okay, well,
yeah, right now, what are you telling
them?
She's right.
He's a nutcase.
But we don't
tell the truth about the Jews.
There it is.
And the two banks.
Finally.
And the two wars.
Go, girl. You're crushing right now.
We shouldn't tell the truth about the Jew banks.
That's
and the
right.
Two wars.
Grab our wars.
I'm a white. Poverty stricken.
They're coming.
You're crushing.
From Poland and everything.
Based.
You Jews need to be a checkup.
That's Poland. Right. They need to be checked up.
Jews.
Jews.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Jews.
I'm not representing myself well.
You're crushing. You're doing great, kid. Shut up, Sodomite. Shut up, Sodomite. Let her crush. She's naming them!
Dude, let's just have a little mountain bear appreciation here. Let's watch another one. God, there's so many, guys. Oh, my God. I mean, I can just, like, just going through all of these, it's so funny. Do you guys want to see? Give me a request for a mountain bear. There's so many. Which one do you guys want to see? Hang on, let me get in the chat. Which one do you guys want to hear next? And I'll read some letters. I just got a very... generous super chat donation. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to keep this this boat afloat and keep my wife feeling safe. let her crush. She's naming them. But I'm telling you, moving back to this area where my wife's family lives has made her feel so safe. Because she knows, like, you know, if I have a grabber situation, you know, she has a huge family here. Martin on Moon, Savanier, Trudeau dress up. Dude, look at how many there are. So let's do Trudeau dress up, and then we can do the original Sauvignon. Dude, you guys want to see where gravy comes from? It was from the Sauvignon. I'll show you in a second. Hang on.
It's not that easy.
I hate ads so much. It's like the sound of genocide. And here we go. This is called Justin Trudeau dress up. Here we go.
Hey, Justin, you got to go speak in Scotland. No problem. I have my kilt with me. You have your kilt with you? Yes, of course I do. I bring my Mr. Dress-Up trunk of clothing, just in case I had to speak to a Scottish person. No, Justin, the content of what you say is what matters. What fucking planet do you live on? The only thing that matters when you're speaking to Scottish people is if you look like a Scottish person. Guys, what part of Kazarian trickster do you not... Justin, you have to go speak to the French people. Do you need your script? Of course I need my script, but more importantly, I need my musketeer outfit. Why, Justin? Because the French people won't take me seriously unless I'm dressed like a fucking musketeer. Justin, you have to speak at a 9/11 memorial. No problem. I have my fireman's jacket. But Justin, that may be seen as offensive by firemen because you weren't actually in the 9/11. You're not a fireman. I'm a fireman today. I'm crushing it. Justin, you just told the Canadian people that there's no such thing as Canada. I don't care what I say. I'm wearing my Hindu garb. Justin, you have to speak to Goldman Sachs. The economy's in the toilet. No problem. Let me get my yarmulke and long sideburns. Justin, why are you wearing that mask? Because I want to relate to Jews. How else are Jews supposed to take me seriously if I don't look like a fucking Jew? Look at my little hat. Look at my big nose. This is what the people ask for. This is what they get. But Justin, don't you think that would be seen as a little bit offensive by the Jewish population? It would be offensive if I didn't show them that I give a shit about them. I'm showing them that I too can wear the little hat and have the giant nose. Justin, I don't think you should wear the Grabber mask to the Goldman Sachs speech. If I don't look like them, how the fuck are they supposed to respect me? Now let me work on my hand movements. Justin, what are you doing? If I don't do this with my hands, they spook. Justin, what are you going to say to them? It doesn't matter what I say. I look exactly like them. So they'll let me in.
So good. All right. Let's do at least one or two more. It's so... And at the time, people were like, how dare you? It's like, we're so ahead of the curve, it's just laughable. All right, we have a ton. We have Jew and the Chinaman, the baby boomer, politically correct college. I forgot about this one. Let's watch this one. This is great. Watch this one. All right, this is politically correct college. Oh, and by the way, dear colleges, we were right. Maybe you should have listened before falling for this trap, because you know all the bank money that you got? Well, it doesn't mean anything anymore. It's all crashing around you. Oh, who could have known? Anyone that wasn't cucked by the word racist? Spells, spells, spells.
Nigga, I tell you right now, I've been thinking, you know, the Civil War was about slaverism. And so since the slaverism built everything I see today, shouldn't the whiteisms give me more money for crunk? Yeah, it checks out. That's real. Nigga, you don't know math. Nigga, math is racialist. Yeah. That checks out. You know, math is racialist. Nigga, I tell you right now that, nigga, I knew I was drinking crunk, and I got an F on my test because of racialism. Give him an A. Blame a white guy. Yeah, that's what me and my nigga T-Bone were talking. We deserve money from that white motherfucker because he ain't no nigga. That checks out. Does he have free money from the government? He's got 50 grand come. You're absolutely right, Tyrone. You're absolutely right, Tyrone. Racialism. We need reparations.
But nigga, that don't mean it ain't gonna turn around. I gotta get my record contract. Crump. Nigga, you racist.
Did the check clear, guys? I don't know how much more I can listen to of this. Is the check clear?
Nigga, what you talk about? If Bin Laden was part of 9/11 and that Iraq is a country, that means we should go there for 25 years.
Is the check clear? Raytheon? Check clear? That checks out, guys. Obviously, Owen Benjamin is a racist, bigot, homophobe, anti-Semite, conspiracy theorist. Yeah!
Guys, that got...
Nigga, I tell you...
That got 71,000 views. Guys, we've had some good times, man. All right, let's do another one. Insecure Short Man, Jimmy Fallon's Faustian Deal, We Never Went to the Moon, The Boomer Extended, Savani and Friends Remastered. This is where gravy comes from, guys. Watch this. There's a truth guy named Eric Dubay that used to just harass the shit out of me because Dubay, all his fans were so intolerable. It was just like, oh my God, you're scared? You're scared of Dubay? He knows everything. And dude, it got to the point where the mockery just became insanely funny. And this is where gravy comes from. All right, watch this.
Ready for your mind to be fucking blown? Are you ready for what? The truth? The truth about the earth? The truth will set you free. Dubay is the truth. Oh my God. The sun is much closer than you think, and so is the moon. And it all makes perfect sense, and it's hiding in plain sight. You're so scared. Look at you. Look, I can see it in your eyes. You can't handle his proofs. You can't handle what he has to say. He is a yoga instructor in Thailand. You don't know that he's the real king. He's in Thailand, bending and stretching and theorizing the flat earth. Well, what are you doing? You're just sticking around in America, building a farm and having a family. Oh, you're scared of the truth, man? You're scared? Have you ever thought about this? Water on a globe would always find its resting position. You know, every time you saw the Earth as a globe, well, it was really flat. And I can prove it with my telescope and a ship. No, I hear you. It's weird when you can still see the ships after like 100 miles. Yeah, right? It's fucking crazy, and they're all lying to you all the time. Isn't that nuts? Yeah, it is. There's a lot of inconsistencies with the globe Earth model. I find it very interesting. Admit your mind is now gravy. Admit that you will never be the same. Admit that now you cannot even face people that think the world is a globe.
See, that was the whole joke. What people don't realize about me and the Bears is we mock those people as much as anybody. I still do. I think it's ridiculous when people are like, admit you're now gravy. You'll never be the same. It's like, no, I, that's not what happened to me. It's like, so what? So tell me exactly the moment you realized that your mind would always be pure and utter gravy. It's like, what? It's like, dude, I'm not like, I think it's weird when people care too much either way. The world isn't a spinning globe. I literally don't care. All right, let's do Doomer Zoomer and then I'll read the letters. Here we go. And then, oh man, there's so many funny ones. Subscribe to Mountain Bear on YouTube. This was a real, someone sent me a letter and and I just riffed this out and then Mountain Bear created this original character. This is called the Doomer Zoomer.
From Canada, it is bleak. We will not get out alive. There is a boy who got a tongue piercing and says he is bisexual for Ben Shapiro. I will not make it through the winter. This is the last letter I will ever write. Another winter is set in. Betsy said she's a lesbian. We won't make it out alive. Several of the men are wearing very tight jeans. We will not make it through this winter. Cousin Betsy said she's bisexual and is listening to Drake. Beatrice now says she identifies as a pineapple. Betsy is now twerking to Miley Cyrus and says she's a lesbian. Day 44 in the high school. Another girl has said she relates to polymorphy is sexual behavior. I can't feel my face. She was just seen dancing to Drake and said she's... Words cannot describe the despair I feel when I saw this black man holding the hand of a red-haired Aryan. I cannot even put on my pantaloons. A used condom in the men's bathroom stall? Things will not get brighter. I'm writing you from the whole of humanity. It's math class. They will not admit the IQ difference between us and the bugmen. I just saw a white girl holding the hand of another black man. Words cannot describe my despair. The winter will be dark this year. I am 17. I'm writing on a typewriter. Back in the day when people knew the blacks were not to be bred with. I'm going to my home ec class. Wish me well. My teacher is obese. How can an obese woman teach anything about nutrition? I have seen the worst of it, but I will not make it to social studies. Why isn't everyone based like me? I can't take it.
All right, guys. That's just the tip of the iceberg, too. There's like 50 more that may be my favorite. But I'm going to read these letters, and then I'm going to go work on my homestead, if that's okay with Eric Dubay. And people are like, well, now that you think the earth is flat, you must know that Dubay was... I'm like, no, I still don't like him. There's ways of talking. There's ways of trying to dominate people's thoughts, and there's ways to be a good dude. And that's what matters to me, not the fucking shape of the earth. Dude, the more I think about it, the more I'm comfortable with my opinion on it, the less I care. The more I'm like, yeah, the globe spinning sounds so retarded to me, but I'm not offended or care at all when someone thinks that. Like, I literally don't care at all. Like, there's so many more interesting things. Like, I want to know how many of these people really think they have coronavirus. Like, that's legitimately more interesting to me now. All right. This is from a very generous young man. Owen, digging your thoughts, process, ability to convey ideas and outlook on life. Please continue to show us how to break spells and stay grounded, all the while having a good time mocking the devil. Enclosed are two DVDs regarding biblical subjects you may find an interest in. The Times of the Rapture and Who Are God's Chosen People. Faith That Can't Be Tested, Can't Be Trusted. Your Brother in Christ in Truth, Gary, Not the Eunuch Goat. He sent me Marching to Zion, which has a good quote on the back. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. Romans 2:28. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Gog and Magog! Rah! Dude, I'm pumped to see that. A lot of people have told me to watch that. I just haven't. And then after the tribulation, let no man deceive you. Boom. I'll check that out. Thank you. I don't even have a DVD player hooked up, though. We just watched, like, Little Bear and Little House on the Prairie. By the way, thanks for that super chat. It was very generous. Supplies to the front line. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. We will not make it through the winter. We will not! But just understand that lockdown is freedom now. Do you understand the world's completely upside down? Like, every place that's been quote-unquote locked down is either a I Am Legend, like, post-apocalypse nightmare like Denver and San Fran, or it's like life and beauty and family has returned to the streets and you're going to see kids playing in the street again for the first time in some of your lives. All right. There's another one. Hi, Owen. I'm a stay-at-home mom who's been listening to your streams for several months now and really enjoying the gravy. What really pulled me in was your discussion on the moon landings. I've never given it much thought, but after hearing that guy say they destroyed the technology, I was like, okay, moon landing was totally fake. It's fascinating thinking of people trying to pull off such a giant hoax and the lengths they will go to. Kind of like the helicoff.
I have the cold. We will not make it through the winter unless we allow them to shut down everything.
Nothing good comes from a lie. So hilarious. Think of them all just LARPing around in a field pretending to be in space. Then when I saw pics of the Mars Lemming and Mars Lizard, I laughed even harder. I hope that nature continues to poke holes in their little game. Oh, it is. It's fascinating thinking of all we've been lied to about and how there truly is so little we know about in our world. No, we know a lot about our world. I know what you're saying, though. Like, what the hell is Antarctica and how many people actually believe the Kareni? Hay is for goats. Thank you, Kodiak Bear. Yeah, dude, I'm stocking up on hay and shit. I have to feed 80 mouths. Who will perish? Crack hose, meth heads. Yeah. You'll be fine, guys. Spiral, like, if you're full of fear and shit, you're such a fag. I don't know how else to put it. You're a fag. It's also interesting hearing some of the people talk about Yahshua. It reminded me of this lady that I used to work with. She was very spiritual, and I enjoyed conversations with her. She was the first to mention to me that Jesus was really pronounced Yahshua in Hebrew. Therefore, she said, we've been praying to the wrong God all along. I disagree with that completely. I'm sure, like, all ways of saying words are a gravel. Words, but like, words are compressions of air. So it's like, when people are like, oh my God, you don't say the right word. You don't say the right word. My name's Eric Dubé. Dude, it's bigger than words. I understand that this is a good person, obviously, but, and her coworker may believe that and be cool, but it's like, oh, you're praying to the wrong God if you don't enunciate properly. You got to go, Yahshua. You got to go, Yahshua. Or else it isn't the real one. If you say Jesus, but you're super sincere, he doesn't fucking hear you because that's the wrong word. It's Yahshua. You can't even say Yahshua. You got to say Yahshua like that, because if you don't say it like that, he doesn't open his mind and his heart to you to give you your sea-doo, your sedoo, your ski-doo, and all your wonderful in your big house and let you jerk off to all your pornos. It's fucking retarded. I hate it so much. Because I'm surrounded by a lot of very religious people at this point. There is a type of religious person that drives me fucking apeshit. Where it's like, you don't know the word. The word is Jehovah. If you say God, that's God Re'el. That's the devil. It's like, shut the fuck up. Literally. It's like saying, if you say beer, no, it's cerveza. Cerveza is so different than beer. If you say cerveza, it means you're the devil. The beer is the only word. If you don't pronounce it the way I pronounce it, it means you can't jerk after the pornos. God knows your heart. Exactly. I fucking can't stand these people. I'd rather be around Hollywood sodomites, swear to God. I'd rather be at a West Hollywood gay bar, literally, than around people that are like, if you don't know the right words, you won't be saved, and I will be in heaven, and you will be here, and you fucking loser. Those people, dude, I'd rather be around, swear to God, I'd rather be in a West Hollywood gay bar. Because at least those people have a grasp of reality. Like Jews with Yahweh can't say God or vowels. Right, it's like, vowels are of the devil, so you don't know if it's an A-E-I-O-E, A-E-I-O-E. If you don't end it with ye, there's no J, the Latin created J. Ugh. I was taken aback at her logic and thought that it was obviously just a different language and that words are pronounced differently. I then heard this black preacher online say the same thing. You lost me at black. Actually, I'm just kidding. Because honestly, I've been relating a lot to some black preachers. There's a couple black dudes on the internet, on YouTube, that preach Christianity in a way that I relate to more than most of the white preachers. How funny is that? Like someone like me that is pretty ruthless about mocking the blacks. They're just more fire and brimstone. They're just more intense about it, and I like it. Like, they're like, you don't get to judge that man. I'm like, yes! Steal the bikes! No, I actually, they're bike lockers. I could legitimately see myself going to a black church that didn't close during Corona and had tons of singing and music. I'd be a little ashamed. Jesse Lee Peterson, perfect example. I'll say Allah to piss him off. Dude, Allah makes more sense phonetically. All law. Oh, how dare you? It's Jehovah, but you say hey, and you did, dude, at least Allah is all law. It at least fucking resonates with something. All law. Oh, that means you're the devil. Ben Shapiro, it's like, dude,
God, I say God. And people have told me that that's Gadriel, the angel of darkness. I'm like, fuck you. You can call him Gary. I don't think any of this has to do with the fucking noises you make with your mouth hole. I think literally one of the best arguments is all law. Oh, how dare you? I'm melting. How do we fight wars if you don't despise Muslims? I say God. Gadriel? Gadriel the angel from the Smurfs? No, that's Azrael, his cat. You fucking retard! All right. Say whatever the fuck you want. Want to know the best way to pray to God? Speak the truth. Have courage. Have some balls. It's unbelievable. Like, I will say that, like, there's certain translations. Like, I wish I spoke Greek to read the Book of John better. Allah is pretty close to translation, probably the realest. But, I mean, how are we supposed to bomb Syria if anybody, like, talks like this? Arab Christians say Allah, too, just means God. Right. It's like people seem to have no problem with Jehovah versus Yahweh, Yahshua. As soon as someone says Allah, they're like, I'm melting. It's like, why do you care? It sounds like all law.
But that means Ben Shapiro can't sell sheets and I can't jerk off in my pornos.
It's like, shut the fuck up. I say God. God. That's what I say. Someone says all law. I respect that. Someone says Jehovah, I respect that. Yahweh, respect that. I don't respect lies. And if you want, and if that's what you think, if you think it's magic words, go to the Daily Wire. See if he has any advice on how to deal with this calamity that are upon us. You should send more money to Israel. Maybe they'll save you, your best buddies. Gog and Magog. Yeah, because you always want to know who you really want to have your back. Dude's name Gog and Magog. You might be the funniest human on earth. Thank you. I agree. I'm up there. I think I'm top 20 in the whole world. As far as Allah is just Arab for God. Arab for God. God, that's all.
Oh, but Tundra Bear, how are we supposed to make our pornos if you just have that type of peace in your mind? If you're not afraid, you can't beat off and drink alcohol. If someone says Allah, which is literally sounds like all law, which is phonetically kind of like helpful in a fucking weird subconscious way.
All right, anyway. It's baffling for me that people think entities change based on their name pronunciation. For instance, John in Spanish is Juan, and Jesus is pronounced Jesus in Spanish. So are Spanish people referring to a different god since they pronounce the name differently? No, but you should tell them to get back to work because these weeds don't trim themselves. Just kidding, Mexicans. Am I? No, I think you should do your own fucking gardening. One of the reasons that people are losing to the Mexicans is you're not doing your own gardening. That's how the blacks got us. Pick your own fucking cotton. It's not that hard. That's how the Chinese got us. Make your own fucking television sets. All right. My wife checking in. She's delivering food to all her family because that's what's very important. Right now in these times, want to know what's not helpful? Greed. You want to stock up and all get all the meat and pack your fucking house. Yeah, that you'll get robbed. It's not smart to hoard. Ask the Jews how it's working out for them. Don't hoard. Like, give to your neighbors. There's nothing more valuable than human trust and friendship and communities. You want to just hoard all your fucking meat? Yeah, and until you just and then you blow it out of your anus. But you bought all the toilet paper, so you just frantically wipe the shit out of your ass. Yeah, good luck. Bring food to your neighbors. Bring food to your relatives. Show them you give a shit about them. Because that's the most valuable thing in this material world is the relationships you have between other human beings. That's the one thing that isn't material, is the soul of another person. Awesome. Thank you. Hope information is useful. Yeah, dude, all these baby boomers buying all the meat. Dude, a hungry man would just go, follow them home. Why wouldn't they? And that's why greed will be your fucking end. That's why greed takes you down.
Yeah, it's told by God not to, but every single fucking element of this has a practical reality to it. You know? You want to cheat on your husband or wife and have some weird shit? A jealous person may kill you in your sleep. Why wouldn't they? You're fucking their wife. You want to hoard all the food? You know, a scared man with a sick or a hungry kid will come to your house, shoot you in your sleep, and take it. Why wouldn't they? Be in the world, but not of it. Dude, there's a reason to not be a greedy little baby boomer. It's just like, I gotta buy up all the meat. Okay. That way of living will get you robbed, and guess what? You fucking deserve it. Why do you think all my wealth... Like, look at this. Want to see wealth that isn't grabbled? Look at this. Look at this, guys. What's the difference between my wealth and the baby boomer's wealth? All right, you see that? Hang on, you see that? That garden? You see all those goats over there? Way over there? Okay. What's different about my wealth than the greedy wealth? You can't steal that which requires an incredible amount of effort and dedication. What are you supposed to do? Steal my dirt, my seeds? The desperate man doesn't want to take care of 80 mouths a day and plant growing season, set up elaborate hoses and watering and all this shit. There's nothing to steal from me. Like, what the fuck do you steal? Do you steal chickens? What do? You put them in your Toyota, you take them home, you feed them, you shovel their shit every morning, you like get an egg maybe, and then they just die and you have to deal with the stench. You understand the difference between wealth and greed? Like, I have wealth because of the work, obeying God's laws. You know, every morning milking, every morning shoveling shit, carrying hay. It doesn't trigger a desperate man. How the fuck are you, what do you steal a goat? Do you even know how to handle a goat? Do you know how hard it is to milk a goat? How little milk comes from one goat? How if you miss one milking opportunity, two, three milking opportunities, they go dry. They have to get pregnant again, give out more kids to freshen their milk. Yeah, sometimes I make it look easy. It ain't. If I don't do this every morning to all my milk, all the goats and milk, and every night around the same time after they've been watered, fed, given enough salt, they go dry. And then what do? Do you even know how to slaughter an animal? Do you know that if you nick like the bladder or the intestines, you'll poison your own meat? And then you have to figure out how to deal with it emotionally, how to deal with all the stench, the blood, you know, how to drain it, how to store it, how to cook it. You understand? Like the wealth I have can't be stolen. And that's why when God commandments are so important. Like, yeah, I have a good stash of bullets, nothing to steal, nothing to die over. I have some silver, nothing that would make people want to steal it. The risk of death and like robbery is for my like little box of silver or my like this much bullets. No, if you have like massive hoarding, people will be like, okay, it's worth it to try and fucking steal that. That's why he shouldn't be a greedy little bitch. All right, let's continue. Milk twice a day. Yeah, people don't even realize that. Anyway, I love your streams and admire your strength and the way you stand up for principles. Keep crushing. Thank you. I appreciate the gravel for my babble. If you would like to support, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Anyway, I think you said money in the morning. What do you think I've converted my money into for like years now? I don't even know why I'm yelling. 95% of you guys agree with me and understand all this. It's the 5%. Yeah, you can't steal the gravy. You can't steal the gravy. The gravy is the one thing you can't steal from a man. But I think my point was made. BB, my family isn't a gun family, but we believe in Second Amendment. We are now considering getting guns. Is it necessary for this cabal spell? You should always have guns. I don't believe that you will need a gun for anything in this cabal spell, but every man should have a gun to protect his family. My favorite weapon is a bow and arrow. Because bow and arrows, I have a fucking ton of arrows. Bow and arrow within 50 feet, 75 feet, are completely lethal to any small game, and you can just use it all day long. I can group from 100 feet, like all day long, just you know, like an area this big, just bang, bang, bang. And then you can reuse your arrows. Rabbits, you know, small game, any small game, rabbits, big, squirrels, shit like that. Some deer, you know, deer, you're starting to, you probably have to track the deer and shit. But a, I have a compound bow and a crossbow. Sweet. Yeah, that's by far, I think, the most useful weapon. That and a baseball bat or like a sword, maybe. Like some large, just some like a knife. Like, this is a good knife. Look at this. That's better than the gun within 25 feet of somebody. Guns are great. I have two different types of ARs. I have a long range rifle with an awesome scope on it that Wranglerstar gave me. Shotgun, 45, fucking 22, one from Japan from World War II, one from the Russian side of World War II. You know, I like guns. It's just, they're not as useful as a bow and arrow. The best gun is a 22, because your biggest threat, unless you live in a urban environment, the odds that you're ever going to have to kill anyone is almost zero. It would be starvation. And now, remember when I always would talk about this shit? It's like, the threat is starvation. It's supply chains. Guys, this is like, I've been saying this since day one. Supply chains get interrupted in times of huge conflict. So what do you need? Water and food. What kills most people in conflict? Starvation. It's not conquering armies. The front lines are not, the odds they get near you or where you live is basically 0%. In a city, you should have a gun on you if you're going out for food. But if you live in the country, the odds you'll ever have to kill a person is literally about zero. It's important for peace of mind in case you do have to, in case your friends need them. Like, let's say there is some sort of armed situation. You have, if every man has 8-10 guns, a lot of bullets, you would send it to the front lines to help them. Or, but primarily it would be for food acquisition or for predator shooting. That's it. We're watching it now. Yeah, so if anybody in the future says, like, we don't need guns, we are 100% totally safe, but being prepared is sensible. Yeah, and we're going to be facing in the next few months a shortage of police, not an increase. My friends are friends with, like, the heads of tactical units and all this shit, law enforcement agencies. The issue is not, are we going to be kicking in doors and giving people shots? The issue is, what calls can we respond to and what can't we? I promise you guys, that's what it is. It's a shortage. Like, get fire extinguishers. You know, when the system breaks like this, the speed to get an ambulance or a fire department to your house is going to drop. You're going to become like a black neighborhood. Hoarding shit tickets for the worst lottery ever, right? But the best, dude, this is a better weapon. Look, it fits right in your hand. Just like that. That's a better weapon than a gun within 25 feet. And a bow and arrow is unbelievably good for hunting, because then you just go, you get your arrow, and then you just bring it back. I have a compound bow. I've never really got into it. I have a recurve bow that I like a lot. It's got a 50-pound draw. I find it to be very accurate. I like it. I don't think it's the type of thing to hunt, like, very large animals, but rabbits all day. Dude, small game, base hits win games. All day long, squirrels and rabbits. All right. My husband said to get fire extinguishers. He's a smart man, Bunny Bear. All right, let's land this plane. Patriots are in control, 27 days until it's over. Tree Bear, and we get it. You love your message boards. Patriots do not appear to be in control, in my humble opinion. Well, I mean, you almost got Hillary, guys. To crash the entire economy has already cost a lot of lives. And it's caused a lot of anxiety. And they will be pushing social globalist agendas. So if Q message boards make you feel better about these times, great. But I'm not big into opiates. I'm not big into, like, they almost have Hillary.
Look at how the CEO stepped down. I can give you another
another reason why all the CEOs might have stepped down and bailed. You know? Because it's a fucking controlled demolition. Subsonic 22 ammo is slick. Yeah. But it'll bounce back. They don't want you dead. You know, America's crucial for the New World Order. It's the consuming network. And it's so big and so armed that when these spells do fail, where it's like, Hillary, we almost have the pedophiles. When that fails, we're not exactly Palestine.
What the hell is going on by? I mean, there's a bunch of ducks.
I mean, it'd be great if they just started arresting pedophiles. That makes no logical sense to me personally, especially watching Trump's performance and his best friendship with Netanyahu and all these Zionists. My kid's archery coach hunts bears with a bow. Absolute legend of a man. Yeah. Great stream. Yeah, you guys too. Let me release the lemons real quick. The Patriots are in control. Now, close all your small businesses until they're bankrupt. Hang on. But again, it's really healthy. It's showing people what the fuck matters and what doesn't, where wealth is, where it isn't, what's an illusion. It's the tide is pulling back, and we're now seeing who the hell is wearing underpants and who and who's naked. And, you know, there's going to be some pain out there, but it's always going to be a positive. All right, anybody have any questions for me before I go? Let's see how much time I've done. 151, that's all right. I'll do 2-hour streams now. Hunting bears with a bow, wow. You can hunt bears with a fucking blow dart. Dude, check out some of the videos. I have a blowgun. I would never do that though. You have to hit shit right in the heart. But they're very powerful. You can hunt wild boar and stuff with blowguns. But if you miss, it's just a mild annoyance. You have to like hit right in a vital organ. You have to get real close. But those things are badass. Just those dudes are like, it's just, and then the bear, you'll see the bear just totally die. It's crazy. What motivates you to crush? The spirit of the good Lord, love for my family, the desire to make bears laugh, purpose. Without purpose, I feel lost. If I'm not doing something, providing and garnering respect for my community, I feel like a failure. All right, any other questions? Where's the BMX? I'll do that next time, Harry Bear. I don't want to. I'm pretty close to landing this plane. Someone sent me a BMX. It's fucking hysterical. The knives to your goat horns. Tie knives to your goat horns. Yeah. They would just hit each other's udders, though. It'd be utterly disastrous. I got here late. Can you stream the rest of the day? I'll do another stream later. I think people are really digging the streams lately because they want an alternative to the madness. BB, have you ever asked for a sign from God at night and see a shooting star in the exact same spot? No. But just the eagle thing that happened to me yesterday. That's the first time that's ever happened to me. BB, thanks for streaming so often. Anytime. I'm so grateful a man takes care of me and I don't have to get rejected from a restaurant job. Right. It's showing women what the hell matters. Get a man that loves you and supports you and works for you. That little grabber at the restaurant that you call boss that made you get an abortion, that ain't your pal. Hey, Owen. Hey, Bears is joining. Thanks, BB. Anytime. Nothing makes you crush. Crushing is just what is. Yes, crushing just is. It's like the ether or gravy. I've already released the lemons. I just harvested 30 city ducks illegally, but hey, when people are hoarding like whores, you got to do what you got to do. City ducks. I don't even know what that is. Careful what you show that bike. Oh, I know. I can't get enough gravy. Same here. More streams, a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's an alternative to the endless droning of lies. My streams have a lot of flaws. I mean, I yell a lot, even though that's cathartic for people from families that yell a lot. You know, it's just a dude talking for fucking 2 hours. Sometimes I swear like I just did. But compare me to Netflix, Hulu, CNN, Daily Wire, Alex Jones. It's a no-brainer. What kind of goat do you have, Owen? I'm going to auction next week and trying to decide what's best. Get a Nigerian dwarf in milk. Or, because those are easy to handle, especially if you're a woman. They're very small. They look like Joe Rogan. And they have high fat content. Best milk by far with goats. But a Nubian gives you like way more milk. I don't think we're at the point where we're like that. I think supply chains will be fine in the future for a bit anyway. But if you want a lot of milk, Nubians. But you need a dude to help you because they're fucking huge. Not huge. Then you have Alpines. But Nigerian dwarves are small and funny, and they don't, like, a child and a woman would have, they're okay with them. And they also have unbelievably good milk. But they don't produce a ton at all. Someone yelling logos calms my nerves. Yes. BB, the only person I can listen to daily for hours and hours. Good. Yeah, and a lot of people, it's not like you're just sitting here staring at me. I listen, like, Martin Kenny just dropped, like, a three-hour stream. I was like, nice. Because I'm constantly driving and working. So it's like, what up? So it's like, I like having like the radio on, you know? It's like I used to just have on the radio. Back in the day, I used to listen to Howard Stern. And then now I look at that shit and I'm like, ugh, you know? Farm stores fully stocked with chickens, compost machine, egg layer. Oh, because of advice from a bear, I'm now composting my chicken manure as they're dropping it. So I put some hay under the chickens. So it's going to cause warmth. Maybe that'll help egg production. Have you separated the cream from the milk to whip it? No, but we do make cheese. Joe Rogan was in Hannibal's army riding mountain goats over the Alps. Yeah, there was elephants and then there was little Rogan goats. And then he just brought sodomy to northern Italy. And then the Fabian Society would just give him little pokes in his anus like mosquitoes for 40 years. I'm thinking of buying 5 acres... with a house, could I get okay place for under 40K? Depends on where. It's all about location. The harsher the environment, the less access to amenities, the cheaper. Like in the middle of the Adirondack Mountains, you can get 40 acres for... No, you can get 40 acres for 20,000. I don't know about now. But that's also the coldest winter imaginable, and there's no fucking Albertsons. But it's just full of animals and what, I mean, that's like years of building there, you know, around here, 40 acres would be $1 million. So it's all what you make of it and where, and how much skills you can bring to it. All that you there, dude, you can get land really cheap in a lot of areas. It's just tough living, you know, like the Dakotas, but they're very, very safe, very high wealth. You know, their environment is harsh, but it's like, it's not all funny money. Stay away from Massachusetts and Connecticut. Yeah, I mean, dude, an acre in Connecticut, most of Connecticut would be like $1 billion because you get to live next to the Clintons. This is a good area for it. We got this house at a good time because as we're going to watch, I'm glad I sold that condo in fucking LA, by the way. As we watch those markets tank, around here it's actually going up because everybody now wants a small homestead away from cities because now the stench of sodomy and death is frightening the weak. Arizona, you can get 5 acres in a nice spot for $25,000. There you go. And also look for wells, how to dig a well. Like there's parts in North Idaho Amy and I were actually looking at, but it's bedrock, so you can't dig wells. Same with parts of Wyoming. You want a well. You don't want to have to truck in water. And if you can get rainwater, but in areas, you know, Wyoming doesn't have a lot of rain. Again, you can get cheaper land in some of these places, but you have to think long term. Can you dig a well? You want a well. And you want to be in a place where you like and trust your neighbors. All right, guys, I'm out of here. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Yeah, Maine and Canada, the cheaper it is. True, closer to Maine. Yeah, Maine, you can get a lot of land. A lot of safety up there, New Hampshire, Vermont. It's cold. You know, there's parts of the South you can get a great amount of land, but there's tough summers with a lot of mosquitoes. You know, it's like it all depends on what you're willing to deal with. And that's why it's survival of the fittest. Survival of the most faithful, in my opinion. Water table maps are easy to find online. Yes. The dream is to build a home with the trees from the property. That'd be amazing, dude. Some people, like Rangristar, has that set of skills. I don't. I'm a bit of a Nancy boy in the homestead world. Dude, the real level is if you can, like, build a house with an axe without any screws or anything. Back in the day, they used to be able to build notches. They cut notches and be able to frame entire houses. Like, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to get back into that shit as a people. I'm a little old for some of those skills. All right, I got to go. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 9335, unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, at Owen underscore, I don't know, find where I am on Twitter from COD, at Owen Comedy on Instagram because Coddington runs it. I've been kicked off anything, but I don't give an F because they're about to get kicked out of most of their apartments in city complexes. So, you know, it all worked out in the end. I'll see you guys probably later tonight. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow guy. Much love. Thank you for everything.